Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. If you've ever driven around our office on Woodley Island, you may have noticed a boat in our parking lot under a shed roof. Now, you might think that it makes perfect sense for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration office to have a boat, but it turns out we're the atmospheric side of NOAA, and we don't need a boat for forecasting the weather. So that boat is actually one of the boats that drifted over from Japan after being washed into the ocean during the 2011 tsunami. It was found on Dry Lagoon Beach 3 years after the tsunami. And we keep it so that we can show it to school children when they come to our office for a tour, which we hope to be doing again soon someday. Now, kids love to see the boat, and I'd love to tell the story of the boat, partly because the boat has a great story to tell, you know, because of its journey across the ocean, and partly because I just love talking about boats. Now, this boat's called a Panga, which is an incredibly common boat around the entire Pacific Ocean, though not so much here in North America. And they're used by commercial fishermen in Asia and Central and South America. This one's about 20 feet long, which is pretty typical, and is completely open, so no cabin. And the Panga has an interesting story, if not multiple stories, about how the design came to be. One story, and the one I believe, is that the World Bank and Yamaha got together in the 70s to design a safe fiberglass boat for subsistence fishermen to replace the flimsy wooden ones that were not very sturdy or safe. So one requirement was the design had to be safe, so they were built with self-bailing decks so that the waves that broke over the bow could not fill the boat up with water, and they had extra flotation along the rails to help the boat resist capsizing. Now, the additional design consideration was that they had to be able to carry a lot of fish for their size while going reasonably fast and be driven by a relatively small outboard to save on fuel. Now, they were basically designed to be driven by a 40 horsepower Yamaha two-stroke outboard, which were really common in the 70s. To accomplish these objectives, the boats are long and narrow. Most recreational fishing boats from around this region are much wider, which does have some advantages, but that requires more fuel and more horsepower, which is something that a poor fisherman in a developing country can't afford. So that's the story of the history of the design of the boat at our office. Once we're open for tours, if you want to see it, let me know and I'd be happy to show it to you. Next time, I'll tell you the story of the boat's journey across the Pacific Ocean. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.